Welcome to episode 1601. Welcome to your daily guided meditation here at Sip and Om. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am pleased to share with you this week's brand new meditation series. We launch into a new series today, and as I record this, it is the month of July. And this month, many of you are on vacations, summer vacation, taking a little break. I hope you have a chance to do that this summer. It may not be summer for you if you are in the southern hemisphere, but regardless, many people take some downtime in the months of June, July, and August. So in honor of that, I wanted to share with you a relaxation series full of guided meditations relaxing you. And I'll be sharing with you breathing techniques in each series. Breathing techniques are one of the fastest, easiest ways to relax your mind and body. And they're also a favorite technique of many of you. I hear from you telling me this. And so I decided to create an entire relaxation breathing technique series. Now, keep in mind, each breathing technique is different, and you'll still gain the insight and inspiration to help you relax that I share in each episode. So as always, you have a few tools to help you along the way this week. One of them is a journal. There is a daily reflection question in the journal, and you can answer it right there on the journal that's attached to this series. Or you might have your own journal that you write in and you just look at the daily reflection question and write it down in your own journal. So those are different ways for you to take advantage of the journal. Now, many people who don't really enjoy writing, even though there is a lot of research to show that when you write down your reflections, you're able to process and solve a lot of problems. So this is something to keep in mind. But if you open up the journal each day and just take a look at the day's reflection question as you start your day or as you end your day, this will give you something to reflect on, maybe as you're getting ready to drift off to sleep or as you're getting ready to start your day. Now, you also have a slowdown guide. And this is a guide that you could consider as your meditation cheat sheet. All the techniques, the herb that's recommended for this series, all these different techniques you'll be learning throughout the series are organized for you. So you can quickly glance at the slowdown guide, grab a technique, and you'll be on your way. Finally, you have a challenge this week to have a little fun with the series. And it's good to challenge yourself every week. It gives you something to look forward to each day, and it makes your meditation ritual fun, which is what it should be. So your challenge for this week, as you are relaxing, is to wake up each morning and review your day. The Dalai Lama does this technique every day, it's reported, and you'll think about your day and what you have upcoming in the day. And sure, things will happen that you have no control over, but what do you have planned for the day? And then take one thing from your day that may cause you tension and commit to releasing it. Commit to releasing those things that cause you tension and anxiety. The definition for the word relaxation is the state of being free from tension and anxiety. So the more you can let go of those things that you do have control over that cause you tension and anxiety, the more relaxed you'll feel. So maybe for you, you are feeling a little bit anxious or tense about meeting someone. Well, you might still have to meet the person, but could you do something to release your tension during the meeting with that person? Or maybe you feel tense in rush hour traffic every day when you go to work. Well, how could you release tension? Could you listen to podcasts during the time you drive? Could you leave earlier? And then when you get to work early, you could meditate or go for a walk or work on a project before your day starts. Think of creative ways to let go of those activities, situations, people, things that cause you stress. This may even be a kitchen cabinet that every time you open it, it creaks or feels like it's going to fall off. It may even just be tightening up the kitchen cabinet, whatever it is that frustrates you and causes you a little anxiety. You do have some choices. You may not be able to control all the situations out there, but you have some choices to make things less stressful. So that is your challenge. Every day, wake up in the morning, make a note of it now to do this. It will drastically change your life. A week from now, I want to hear from you how it went, because it's such a powerful technique. So with that, you have your journal, you have your slowdown guide, you have your challenge. Let's meditate. Settle yourself in and we'll get ready for your first breathing technique, which will include a visualization. Whether you're seated on the floor or in a chair, put a pillow under your hips to roll your hips forward, and this takes pressure off your spine and allows you to sit up nice and straight more comfortably. If you're seated in a chair or on the end of your bed, make sure there are cushions under your feet so that you can take pressure off your back this way, so you can ground yourself, your feet into the floor. Use pillows to pad your feet, your back, anywhere you feel a pressure point. And close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your back. Relax your chest. Relax your arms. Relax your hands and rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward, whichever feels best. Upward is a nice position because it helps you to feel more receptive and open. Relax your stomach, letting it soften and hang out. Not sucking it in. This instantly reduces tension. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. Notice if you may be holding any remaining tension in your body and focus on the tension. And using your breath, inhale through your nose. See if you can create space and openness where you feel tension. And as you exhale, relax and release that tension. Very nice. Your eyes are gently uplifted. Your jaw is soft, your stomach is relaxed, and your shoulders are relaxed. I'm going to share with you this breathing technique. Is a modified technique from the Breath of Joy, which is a yoga breathing technique. You can do this breathing technique if you are laying down in the yoga posture, Shavasana, which is the posture that you do at the very end of yoga class for a deep mind-body relaxation. With the technique, I've modified it so that you could do it sitting up or you could lay down in Shavasana pose. If you were to do that, you would just stretch out your body, placing a pillow under your knees if you have pressure in your lower back at all to support your back, and you would place your palms upward, slightly away from your body, with your arms outstretched downward. And you would close your eyes. If you're doing this seated, sit in your regular meditation position. Inhale and exhale, slowly and deeply and evenly through your nose. Feel your abdomen gently rise upward with each inhale. With each exhale through your nose, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Inhale and exhale. As you inhale, feel as though you're inhaling not only oxygen, but also joy, peace, courage, any positive quality you would like to cultivate within yourself. As you inhale this quality through your nose, it's not only filling up your lungs, it fills every cell of your body. It fills your feet and your calves and your knees and your thighs. in your hips, your stomach. It feels your chest, your arms and hands and shoulders. It feels your throat and your whole face. This peace, strength, and courage and joy fills every cell of your body. Feel as though you are blazing in a light of this quality. Continue breathing in this quality, flooding your body cells with the light of these qualities. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further. Always end your meditation on a high note. You